loy toichel. Anything that's picked up from kodeshim, they can't eat. So the kids, these are the rayas that halolim did come up from Babel Teretz Yisrael, and it's only a question exactly what are they allowed to eat. So he said they go boss of the chazaka that if before they were eating truma midrabanan, now when they come up Teretz Yisrael, we still let them eat truma midrabanan. But I call upon this is a proof that halolim did come up. Geiri the charuri. Now the Mishnah says also geirim came up, and charuri means avodim that were freed came up. Minolan, how do we know this? Omer Rav Chizda, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, V'chol ha-nivdo mitumas goyoretz alayim. People that are separated from the goyim. So Mashma, they had emes a goyim, and they had avodim, was also called goyim. They went up now with Ezra from Bovel, Teretz Yisrael. Mamzeri, what's the proof that Mamzerim also went up? Ezra took up the Mamzerim also from Bovel, Teretz Yisrael. Minolon, how do we know? Still the Pasuk says, V'yishma sanvlet ha-charuni. V'tuvio eved hamoini, oksivit says ki rabim Yehuda balishvuya, loiki chosanu lishchanya ben orach, v'hoichanon benoi, is lokach as bas mishulam ben brachia. So the kitzah was a guy here that married a bas Yisrael, and therefore ksavr he holds that oivik kechavim v'yeved habu a bas Yisrael havlad mamzer. So that's the proof that mamzerim came up. Because here the Pasuk says the Shidduch was that a guy married this Bas Meshulam Ben Barachia. So Mespam most probably were going to have children, and therefore the kid was a Mamzer, so the Mamzer went up. So Mars the first says, no, what's the proof? Honich Lamandi Yoma Havlad Mamzer. That's a Machlaikis. If you hold that a guy that lives on a Bas Yisrael, the kid's a Mamzer, okay. El Lamandi Yoma Havlad Kosher Mayik Lameima. But if you say no, you go after the mother's a Bas Yisrael. So the kid is kosher, so what's the proof here that Mamzerim went up? Vesu, and secondly, even if you want to say we go according to that man the Yama, but Mimai the Hevelei B'ni, who said they had children? Dilma the Hevelei B'ni, true, the guy married this Bas Yisrael, but who said they had children? Vesu, and also, Mimai the Ocha Hevelu Usliku, who said that they had children in Bovel? And now they brought them up to Eretz Yisrael. Dil mahasim heve. Maybe they had the children there in Eretz Yisrael. So where's the proof here that when Ezra went up from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, he took with him the mamzerim? Elam yehoch, rather from here. The pasuk says, V'yelo oilim mitel melech. These are the ones that went up from Tel Melech, Tel Charsha, Kuruv Adoin, V'imer. V'lo yochlu lahagid v'esa v'esam v'zaram. And they couldn't tell over the yichus in the Yisrael heim, if they're from Yisrael or not. That's what the Pasuk says. So we dash them like this. Tel Melech, what does it mean? A mountain of salt. It means Elu b'nei Yodim. These are the people. She'doimim ma'aseyim l'maises doim. Their actions are like the ma'ases doim. That they were megalar arroyis. They used to live in the kimelo, the kids were mamzerim. She'nahabchu l'tel Melech. That dome was turned over to be a mountain of salt. Now, Tel Charosh, what does it mean? A mountain of Charosh, of Charisha, plowing. When they call the father or the mother, they keep them quiet. In other words, they were mamzerim. We don't know who the parents are. That's an asufi. That means we collected the kids from the street. That the kid we found in the street. So that's asufi means we do not know b'chal who his parents are. Ashtuki means we know who the mother is, but we do not know who the father is. Then the pasuk says, "Kruv Odon v'Imar." What does that mean? Cabbage. So Omar Rabbi Avua, that Omar Odin, we dashin as if to say, Omar Odin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Ani Omarti." I thought that you, Yisrael, afonei chashuvim kikruv, that clients will be very chashuv to me, like a kruv, like the kruvim that were in the Beis Hamikdash, that were chashuv. V'heim shomu atzvam kinomer. But they made themselves like a panto and not so choshev. Rashi says, "Kichai Yezu sheinu makpedes b'zuk haverto." For he says, an emma does not only live with its own kind; it lives with other kinds also. Ikud yamri some say Yom Rabavua. Omar Odon, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said like this: "Afa pisha shamu atzvam kinemer." Even though the Klai Yisrael made himself like an emmer, like a panto, are the hein chashuvim lafonei kikruv. Still, Klai Yisrael is choshev by Kodesh Baruch Hu like the Kruvim. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Kol hanois teisha sheino genis loy. Whoever marries a lady that really is not supposed to, she's not to genis loy, means al teichus sheboy, it's not fit. Is man all of akos of the pasuk says upon him kilu charshu lechol olam kulay, as if he went to plow down the whole world. Vizara melech, and he planted salt. Shenem the pasuk says vielu olam mitel melech, tel charosha. That means people that marry the wrong type of wives, they are destroying the world. Omar Rav Abba Bar Oda, Brother, Omar Rav, Kol Hanoi Se Isha L'Shumam, whoever marries a lady because of her money, Hevelei Bonim Sheinim Mugonim, he should know the children won't be well, won't be good children. Shenam the Apostle says, Ba'ashem Bogdu Ki Bonim Zorim Yodu, they would have bad children. The Shem, maybe you'll say, Momin Polat, that they'll save their money at least, they'll have bad children, but maybe they'll be able to save their money. Talmud Lermano, the Apostle says, Ata yoichlem chodesh es chalkeim. You'll only eat for 1 month your portion. Mashmi, after that, you won't have anything to eat. V'shem atem, maybe you'll say chelkoi. You'll only lose your chelik. The Rashi says that means nichsei tzoyin barzel that remains by you. But v'loi chelko, maybe you won't lose out ha chelik, ha portion of, let's say, nichsei melun. No, Talmud Lermano, the Pasuk says chelkeim, that you lose out both portions. V'shem atem, maybe you'll say l'zman merubah, you'll have it for a long time though. Talmud Lermano, the Pasuk says again, if you marry this lady just for her money, Talmud Lermano chodesh, you'll only have 1 month to eat, that's all. After that, things will go bad already. My mashma, what's the mashmois? How do we know this? Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, chodesh nichnas v'chodesh yoytze. Omer moment of it, it means 1 month goes in, 1 month goes out, and the money is lost. So kids, you have no gain to marry your lady just for money. V'yomer Ravabar Ravada, V'yamrilon, some say, V'yamrilon Omar Rebbe Solo, Omar Rav Hamnuna, Kol Hanoi Se Isha Shein Hagenis Loi, whoever marries a lady that's not in the Yuchis, Rashi P'sula Loi, that's possible to you, Eliyahu Koiftoi, is that Eliyahu Anov is coming to tie you down, V'yakonish Baruch Hu writes, Akonish Baruch Hu gives you Malchus, whips you. V'etonim we learned, Akulam and all these, Eliyahu writes down, V'akonish Baruch Hu Koistam, Akonish Baruch Hu signs, Oiloi lepois lezaro lepoigimus mishpachtoi, Olenoi se isha shein agenis loi. Like Oiloi, it's such a person that does these things. Eliyo koiftoi, Eliyo ties him up, via kodesh brocha ratzei. V'chol ha-poisel, poisel, yeah. Now, v'chol ha-poisel, poisel. Anybody that speaks dead upon somebody else, that's possible somebody else, it's a rahi, he's possible. And v'yeinim medana v'shroch ha-leolim, he never talks good about anybody. V'yom ha-shmuel, v'mumay poisel. Like if the person goes around calling other people an eved, you should know most probably he also is an eved. V'mumay poisel, the same mum that he has, that's why he goes around calling other people the same name. And it has happened a case like this. Hahu garba, there was a man. The menadoi, the olave mitvachai de papadisa. A man from Nadoi went to buy some meat in a butcher store in Papadisa. Omalus, when he went into the store, they told this man, Omalu, the man went in and said, Hopefully Bistro, give me meat. Omalus, so the butcher told him, listen, just wait a minute. Adeshokol lishmaya de Rabbi Yehuda, by Yecheskel. I have the shamish here of Rabbi Yehuda by Yecheskel that's buying meat for the tzaddik. So wait till I give him meat, v'neisel l'chor, and then I'll give you. Omar, so this man said, Man Yehuda ben Shviskel, he was making fun of him already. Who is this guy, Yehuda ben Shviskel, to call them lead to shock him in Kamoi, that you're getting care of him first before you take care of me? Who is this guy? Who is he? So Abkitsi made fun of the tzaddik, Rabbi Yehuda ben Yecheskel. So Ozel Omar and Rabbi Yehuda, they went and told Rabbi Yehuda what went on here. Is Shamtei, Rabbi Yehuda put this person into Shamtei, put him into Nidui. Omru, they said also about him that Rogu the Kori Inshi Avdi, he was Rogu to call other people Avodim. That's what he was calling people. So if you just said a second thing, Achru Zoledi Avdahu, go pronounce upon him that he's an Eved, like we just learned. If he's going around calling other people Avodim, most probably he himself is also an Eved. So Ozalahu, this person went, Vaisa his Baledi got very angry, they put him into Shamta and they called him an Eved, so he went back home. He went to his dayan Rav Nachman, he told him, listen, this person of Yehuda put me into Shamtui, he called me an Eved, take care of him. So Rav Nachman summoned him to come to Din. He summoned Rav Yehuda to come to his Din. I see Piska the Azmano. So a summons came to Rav Yehuda. Is also Rav Yehuda l'kaim the Rav Huna. So Rav Yehuda, when he received the summons, he went to ask Rav Huna what he should do. Omalei ezel olay ezel. Should I go up to him or not? Like here, Rav Yehuda was greater than Rav Nachman. Than Rav Nachman. So maybe he didn't have to go to him. Omalei said like this. Mezel loy boy lechol mezel. Really, you don't have to go. Mishum the gaver rabat, because you're a great person. Ela mishum yikor debei nasi akum. Only because he's the korav to the nasi, that's why you should go to him. So kids, that's what happened. Oza, osa, zil, he went, osa, ashkechei de kovid maka. He saw the way he was making a market. So the kisser of Yehuda went in front of Rav Nachman. He went in, and he found Rav Nachman making a makah, making a roof, making a fence around his roof. Omalei, so Yehuda said to him, Loi sovul omar, don't you hold the omar Rav Huna bar idi, omar Shmuel, that kivon shenisman odem panas ala tibur, once somebody is appointed to be a head over the tzibur, when you become a chashem, a person, you become a rosh shiva, you become a dayan here, is also biasiyas malacha. You're not allowed to do work b'fnei shlosh in front of three people. It's not the covered anymore that the rosh shiva, the rav, is doing regular work. It's not the covered. He's not allowed to do work in front of three people. Otherwise, people won't respect you. And you have to have covered at Torah here. Or Malaysia said back to him, Purta de gandisa hu de covered. I'm only making a small portion here. It's not really called I'm doing work. Omalei misani makya, like he said, what's wrong with the word makya? How come you got to say this word to gundarisa? Like, what does that word mean? What do you use that word for? Why do you use the word makya? The chsibi writes like the Torah says, or mechitza the yavir rabbanon. They also want to use the word mechitza like the rabbanon talk. So he says one rank out that Rabbi Yehuda ranked out Rav Nachman. Vayta omalei. Then Rav Nachman told him, Yosef mar akar pita, sit down akar pita. Rashi says it means a sassel. Also a funny word. Omalei, so Rav Yehuda said back to him, Omisani safsul, the Amr Rabbanu, what's wrong with using the regular word of a safsul? That's the way the Rabbanu call a chair. O Yitzhaba, call Yitzhaba, the Amr Inch, that's the way people talk. Omalei, so Gaiti said back, Rav Nachman said, Leichomar Asrugna. Will you want to eat some Esrug? Asrugna, he told him. Omalei again, Rav Yehuda said back to him, Hoch Yom Ashmuel, this is what Shmuel said, Koloimar Asrugna, whoever uses this type of a word, Asrugna, Tilsa Bramoyas Rucha. It shows he's one third of Bagaivanik. He's a haughty person. Like, if you're haughty, you change around words and make your own language like. Because really, Oy Esrog, could have covered Rabban, he should have used the word Esrog. Oy Esrog, go the Amri Inchi, but not make up this new word. Omalei, then Vaitav Rav Nachman said to Rav Yehuda, Lishti Mar Ambaga. Do you want to drink this Ambaga? So Rashi says it means Kais, which is Revius. Do you want to drink a Revius of wine? Omalei, again, Misani ispargius the karura button, or maybe it wasn't wine, it was just a cup. So he said back to him, why don't you use this fancy word? Anbago, why don't you use the regular drink of ispargus? That was the drink that they used to call it. Oy anpika, oy anfik, the yamriinch, what people talk that way. In other words, why do you say these fancy words for? Omalei, he said another thing of Nachmin, taste dungang tashkin, let my daughter come and serve you, give you some drink. Omalei, so Rav Yehuda said back to him, Hoch Yom HaShmuel, this is what Shmuel said, a mishtamshim b'ish b'isha. You're not allowed to be mishtamshim, you're not allowed to have a lady serve you. It's not right. You come with a hearer. See here, I can't have your daughter serve me. So Rav Nachman said back, Tani, she's only a young girl. What are you afraid about? So he said back still, that the Feirish Yom HaShmuel, a mishtamshim b'isha klal, you're not allowed to let a girl, a lady serve you. Ben gedele ben katana. Whether she's young or old, you shouldn't have a girl serving you. Because kafarat, you come with a hearer. It's a shalal alocha. Exactly what are we talking about here? Any type of shimush, or maybe only by pouring water, it's more with derech chibur. Only things that show love, that's what you should use a lady to do it for you. Then Vaiti went on, Nishad Leimar Shalman LeYalsa. So Rav Nachman told Rav Yehuda, send regards back to my wife Yalsa. Omalei, so Rav Yehuda said back, Hochi Yom HaShmuel. Kol b'ish erva. I'm not going to talk to your wife. The voice of your wife is an erva. So he said, "Vayta efshar de shliach." So sent the shliach. Omalei hachi yom shmuel. This is what Shmuel said.